This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 23rd of February. Central Districts could only manage a draw against Northern Districts. Otago's collapse in Wellington ensured that it was the Stags who were crowned Plunket Shield champions. James Marshall ended 156 for the Knights in Nelson, and added 98 for the Knights wicket with Ish Soddy, before they finally declared their second innings on 435 for 9. This left Central Districts needing an impossible 285 to win, and left hoping on events going their way elsewhere. Fortunately, the Wellington bowlers obliged, and Mr. Targo fitted 145, for setting them 200 for the title. Mark Gillespie ended with 4 for 50, and built on the early damage inflicted by Jeetan Patel and Ilya Tikaga, who shared 5 wickets. Western Australia closed day 3 of their Sheffield Shield match against Tasmania on the brink of a remarkable victory. Despite being bowled out for just 97 in their first innings, they find themselves just 6 runs away from beating the Tigers, after closing on 351 for 8 in pursuit of 357. James Faulkner and Ben Hilfenhaus had shared the first 6 wickets to fall, and looked to be well on the way to handing Tasmania an easy win. However, young wicketkeeper Sam Whiteman and young spinner Ashton Agar both passed 50, and shared a 7 wickets down with 121. Whiteman fell for 83 before the close, but Agar remains on 71, and has Burke Cockley for company tomorrow morning as they aim to complete the job. Central Zone lead North Zone by 62 and at the close of the second day in the Bangladesh Premier League final. They reached dumps in their second innings on 59 for 2. Mashraf Hussain Taskin Ahmed had earlier shared 7 wickets, as North Zone were bowled out for 274, who conceded a slender first innings lead. Mohammed Ashraf also chipped in, taking 3 wickets in the only over that he bowled, while Nasir Hussain top scored with 74. And there were wins last night for Lions, Cape Cobras and Titans in South Africa's Ram Slam T20 Challenge. All of the Cobras' top order contributed to their side's total of 171 for 4, while Knights suddenly found themselves 18 for 4 in their run chase and never recovered. Ryan McLeod did his best with 51, but they still ended comfortably short on 146 for 8. Charles Langevelt, Byron Hendricks, Joanne Lowe and Dane Peat each took a brace of wickets. Lions won a low-scoring affair by 7 runs against Dolphins. Robert Freilink had taken 5 for 16 as Lions were bowled out for 129, in spite of Neil McKenzie's 56 off 38 balls. However, a disciplined all-round performance from the Lions' attack restricted Dolphins to 122 for 8 in reply. And Albie Morkel smashed 46 not out of only 17 balls as Titans beat Warriors. His late cameo meant that Titans overhauled Warriors as 120 for 8 with 11 balls to spare, to start struggling initially in their run chase. Warriors had also struggled earlier with the bat, slipping to 50 for 6 thanks to wickets from Eden Links, Morkel and Marchant de Lange. However, Simon Harmer ended on 39 not out, and led them to a total that, but for Morkel, would probably have been enough.